7 p.m., I call this meeting to order. First order of business will be attendance. Administrative Director Taven. Oh, and the question for today is, what is a food that always reminds you of home?
Senator Wicklund.
Taco Bell.
Senator Abby Anderson.
Grilled cheese.
Apologies. Senator Fonder.
Lasagna.
Senator Bakken.
Spaghetti pizza.
Senator Hill.
Pasta.
Senator Shugel.
Oh, cheesy potatoes.
Senator Tengestel.
Cheese curds.
Senator Allen.
Meatloaf.
Senator Hajianis.
Greek chicken.
Senator Brown.
Tater tot hot dish.
Senator Buehler.
Hot dish.
Senator Concepcion.
Arroz con pollo.
Senator Fan. Senator Ling.
Wild rice soup.
Senator Steinman.
Tortilla soup.
Senator Larson. Senator Seon. Senator or Technology Director Fan.
Either pierogies or pho.
Finance Director Keeley.
Asian grilled salmon.
Ombudsperson O'Neill.
Beanie bread.
Chair Tram Nguyen. Chair Han Nguyen. Chair Mir.
Samosas.
Chair Harbeck.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Speaker Young.
Swedish meatballs.
Controller Aisha.
Chicken biryani.
Parliamentarian Gunnigal.
Jalapeno roast beef.
Co-President Svensson.
Able skewer.
Co-President Nagabriano.
Bread toast.
Co-President-elect Hassan Aziyah.
It's fine.
Co-President-elect Hassan Ali Asghar.
All the fake Indian food.
Co-President-elect Lamberty.
Advisor Van Hecke.
Buttered toast.
And Administrative Director Taven.
Lingonberries and sweet cream.
With that, we have quorum. Next order of business is approval of the minutes from our April 23rd meeting. Are there any discrepancies in the minutes? Discrepancies in the minutes? Discrepancies in the minutes? Seeing none, community comment. Is there anyone from the community who wishes to comment? Community comment? Community comment? Community comment? Seeing none, we move into committee updates. Our committee that we have is diversity.
Yes, so for the timeline educational next Thursday, Patty and I thought it'd be a great idea if the senators could go to their constituents and ask them if they have any questions about Title IX, just like general policy or how the process goes. And I created a Google Doc form in the Senate folder under diversity where you can enter those in. That was super helpful for us just because we're going to go through a lot of frequently asked questions at the beginning of the panel to kick off the questions. That's it.
Are there any questions for our diversity chair? Questions? Co-President Gabriano?
What's the day, time, and location, please?
It is next Thursday, May 10th from 7 to 8:30 in Alumni Hall.
All right. Further questions? 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 Seeing none, we move into old business. Or is there any other committees that wish to update? Other committees? Seeing none. Old business. Is there any new old business? New old business? Seeing none. New business. First on the agenda, we have Elisa Rosenthal here to speak to us about the statement brought forth by the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And so, if you would like the floor now to explain.
Sure. For those of you who don't know me, I am, among other roles on campus, the Special Assistant to the President for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, a role that President Bergman created last summer. So part of my duties in that role is to liaison between, is to be a liaison between the president and various other offices on campus, and that includes talking to the Board of Trustees and some of their various committees on occasion. One of the questions that came up early in the year, right around the time that everything went down in Charlottesville, was do we have policies around such activities on campus? And if so, what are they? And who knows? And what should they be? And those sorts of things. So in conversation with Vice President Van Hecke, Provost Kelly, President Bergman, we thought it would make sense to draft a statement of principles. And I want to emphasize that that's not a policy, right? But what we thought we ought to do is draft a statement of principles that would summarize where the college is coming from and how we think about the intersection of free speech and civil discourse and an inclusive community. And once we agree on that statement of principles, then we can look at what kinds of policies and what kind of guidance those principles offer us in instances where free speech and our desire for an inclusive community come into contact with one another. So this statement has now been drafted and redrafted and redrafted several different times. It's gone through the Faculty Senate for endorsement. It has gone to the Board of Trustees for discussion, and it will go to the Board of Trustees for endorsement at their meeting in June. We're planning on taking it to the full faculty for endorsement in May, and we wanted to bring it to the Student Senate for endorsement as well. It's maybe worth noting that this is the same process that we used with the statement of principles for shared governance a couple of years ago when the college was sort of articulating what those are. We wanted to make sure that we had full buy-in from all the significant constituencies. And so I sent Hubert and Solveig the text of the draft statement, which you can see up there. And I'm happy to answer any questions, and I'm seeking the Student Senate's endorsement of this statement.
Are there questions for Lisa? Senator Allen?
So Student Senate endorsed this, and then you started making policies based off this. Would Student Senate then have a voice to say like whether or not they did like those policies or not, or thought they were effective?
Sure, so the same, we would use the same approach to policy making as is usually made, right? So if it were a student, if it was a policy that affected students, I assume, and Jonas, you can probably talk to this better than I can, there would be consultation with various offices and various affected student groups in, please nod and tell me I'm right. I don't want to go too far down a path there. And so there would be conversation about that. And again, the idea here is to give us a framework that we're all committed to from which we can think about how to respond to situations. We're not trying to write a set of policies that try to cover every possible situation. We can't. But if we can have a set of shared principles, then we can figure out how to respond based on those.
Thank you. I yield.
Further questions for Lisa? Further questions? Myself? What were your thoughts on, or what was the reasoning behind the line that was added in? It's the second to last paragraph and starts, therefore, just as the community recognizes.
Therefore, just as the community recognizes the right of community members to express themselves, that line?
Yeah.
Sure. So what we're trying to do there, and in the statement as a whole, is balance what we recognize as a right of free speech, which you know we think of as absolutely crucial to an academic community, separate from the law or anything like that, right? With the responsibilities that come from being a community member. And so we want to actually explicitly say, we know community members have a right to express themselves, but there's also a responsibility and obligation to do that in ways that are constructive, right? And so we're trying to just put those up together against each other as a way of saying these things have to be balanced.
Great. And then if Senate does choose to endorse this, mm-hmm. will this document change before it comes before any other organizations?
So no is the best answer I can give to you right
okay.
now. What I can tell you is anything other than a wording tweak, but no substantive changes would be made without us bringing it back to you for endorsement.
All right.
I can imagine us tweaking a word here or there, and if you want it. I mean, our idea is to have this up and available by midsummer, so we're hoping not to run into next fall. If substantive changes were made, we just wait and bring it back for Student Senate discussion in the fall. We have to.
Great. All right. I yield. Are there further questions for Alisa? Further questions for Alisa? Further questions? Seeing none, we're going to open the floor for discussion. This is going to be discussion on whether or not we would like to vote to, correct? Because we can just move into discussion for this, and so we haven't had the motion to vote for it yet, or do we recognize it as a motion?
I think technically, I think you can have anything as a discussion item and you can introduce it as the chair, which you've effectively already done. Before you would choose to accept it, someone would need to move to do so. Or
move to vote? All right. Or move to endorse?
Endorse it.
All right. All right. Then I'm just going to open the floor for discussion. Is there any discussion? Ombudsperson O'Neill?
So I guess I probably missed my opportunity for this, but I'm going to ask the question anyways. will this document, or whatever the correct terminology is there, change how we deal with issues of free speech in any way, or is it just kind of straightening out how the college kind of views these issues? Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little bit hard to say. Right now, we don't actually have a policy that addresses free speech and the responsibilities around that. We have some statements in the Gusty Guide that would serve, I think, as the starting point for any conduct actions or anything like that. What we recognized and why we developed this was a way of saying, like, those statements in and of themselves didn't feel like a clear enough articulation of the college's values. And they only apply to students, right? And so what we wanted to do was say, as a college-wide statement, we would then work from here. In practice, do I think it would change very much? Unlikely. I mean, I'm looking at Jonas to see if that's, my guess is no. I think where this would come into play would be, for example, if folks wanted to bring Milo Yiannopoulos to campus, right? I think you could have a conversation, so for those of you who deserve to know who he is, okay. I think you could have a conversation about whether he's somebody who bringing him is with an intention to foster understanding with a commitment to learning and growth, right? So the articulation there of why we want lots of different ideas on campus, right? But I think it would be a conversation. And I think the policy statement of student orgs can bring who student orgs want to bring would remain intact. But we would probably have a conversation, I'm looking, right? We would probably have a conversation about how does this line up with who we've articulated wanting to be, right? But it's not intended as a trump card. It's intended as a baseline so that we understand where we are all coming from on some of these issues.
Speaker Young?
My questions were answered, I yield.
Is there further discussion? Further discussion? Senator Wicklund?
I think this is a great idea to have kind of a framing principle going around this, especially given our current times. And I would like to move to vote as to whether or not we endorse this. I'd like to move to endorse this.
Is there a second on the motion? Second goes to Senator Bakken. All right, we move into discussion on the motion to endorse. Is there discussion on the motion to endorse? Discussion on the motion. Senator Concepcion?
I am in favor of this. I think this is a good
idea.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I yield.
Okay.
I am in favor of this. I think it's a really good idea and a good way to state our principles. I know whenever we had our Senate retreat, that one of the concerns that came up was that some of the students who had different political ideological views were feeling kind of excluded. And so I think this is a really good way to increase inclusivity and also foster, like, discussions between people and, like it said, learning and growth. So I'm in favor of this. I yield.
Further discussion on the endorsement. Further discussion on the endorsement. Further discussion on the endorsement. Seeing none, we move into a vote. All those in favor of endorsing the language as proposed, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So endorsed.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. With that, we move back into new business. Next on new business will be spring finance process. So I'll be handing the floor over to our finance chair, Keeley, to explain how our budgeting season works.
Yeah, so these past few weeks, we have been meeting with and receiving budgets from roughly 60 organizations. And the finance committee this week will be looking them over and making our final recommendations that we will send to you all. And these include organizations and block budgets, which I explained a little bit about, I think, was it last meeting or 2 weeks ago? And there are different kind of bylaws and rules that we put on block budgets. And we'll be having a separate Senate meeting where they will be presenting their budgets. But yeah, you can expect a email from me tomorrow night where we will have our final recommendations for you all, and I encourage you to look through the budget, and if anything pops up or any concerns come to mind, then bring it up in the Senate meeting next Monday.
Can you explain how the omnibus bill works and why you're sending out all of the budgets so that senators know the point of potentially pulling budgets?
Yes. So how the omnibus bill works is because there are 60 different budgets, it would be way too much time to have them all individually come in like they have come in for the mid-year budgets. So with the omnibus bill, it will be a kind of passing them all or passing none of them. And that's why I encourage you to ask or request a poll.
Yeah.
In the omnibus bill, you can pull out one or two budgets that some of the senators have concerns with, but the rest of them can be passed. So it won't be passing them all or passing some of them. You can pull.
Yeah, you can pull budgets out, and then request to pull a certain budget out. Then we can discuss it further in a Senate meeting.
And when did you want those budgets pulled by?
Next Monday.
What time next Monday would you like them pulled by?
7 p.m.
All right. So. That means that if U.S. senators see a budget in the stack that for some reason you feel needs to be pulled, organizations themselves will have the chance to also pull their budgets if they want to come on the floor to speak. But what pulling a budget means is basically that budget won't just get voted through. So on Monday, we'll be voting on the omnibus bill. And when we vote on that, what we're doing is we're passing all those budgets that didn't get pulled, and we're saying, Finance said yes to this, the club and organization said yes to this, Senate says yes to this. So that eliminates a lot of problems because it used to be that finance meetings could potentially run until 1 p.m. or 1 a.m. And this limits it a lot. However, if there are organizations or anyone who feels like a budget needs to be pulled, you need to pull that before Monday's meeting. Otherwise, those budgets will pass and they will not be ones that are brought on the floor. For the rest of the month of May, those budgets are the ones that we are discussing on the floor. So if a budget does get pulled, either by you or by the organization, that organization will most likely be coming in and speaking to us either why they themselves weren't okay with the amount, or you as a senator can say, I had some concerns about this budget. And that's going to be the omnibus bill. The next week will be the block budgets. So there's a few sections to this, and this is kind of what the rest of the month of May looks like, is it's all budgets for us. So does anyone have any questions for the finance, or Advisor Van Hecke?
Yep, so there was a year where some senator pulled almost every single one of the org's budgets because they thought that the set dollar amount for printing was too low. And I encourage you not to pull on those kinds of things. Because that's really a piece that, like if the Senate tried to fund everybody for every printing thing that they would ask for, you'd pretty much spend your whole budget on printing. So you kind of need to have some controls in place that are some of those minimum. So like you have a set amount for printing. You have a set amount for the club sports and the total amount of money that they can spend. You have a set amount on how much money an org can get to send students to a conference. I would encourage you not to just randomly start pulling orgs when you're concerned about those minimum amounts, I'd encourage you to work back through the system next year to change those amounts in advance rather than getting into the middle of changing them on a org by org basis. That clearly you can still all make your own decisions about whether or not you want to do that, but it just seems to me like that's one of the places that I've watched a Senate go down a rabbit hole that was twisty and they never really ever came back out of. I mean, they did, but
merging at one.
And so just word to the wise, when you're looking at budgets to pull, like, have it be for a reason that's bigger than just they were given the minimum, or they were given the same amount that every other org was given. The other thing that I encourage you to hold on to as you're thinking about this is that the orgs are also having an opportunity to say we'd like the Senate to discuss our budget as a single budget. And so, you know, like if the org is saying that their dollar amount is fine and the senator is saying that it's not, you probably need some really good logic behind why you're making that decision. And so just remember to think through that piece of it as well.
Yes. Thank you. And then also, before I forget, we have a typical breakdown of the amounts because there's different sections of our budget that we give to the clubs and organizations, that we give to block budgets, and that we give to the Student Senate itself. Finance Chair Keeley, can you...
Yeah, would you like me to break down those numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so our starting budget this year, or next year, estimated is $256,400. So from that, we're splitting it up roughly. So Senate's going to get 15% of that, which is a little bit less than 40 grand. Blocks will get 45%, which is about 115 grand. And then clubs are going to get 40%, which is a little over 100 grand. So that's kind of how we're planning on splitting it up. And then the Finance Committee is going to make the final numbers this week and put those and, yeah, finalize all those numbers. So I yield.
Yes. And then you do have an amount that you have left over for contingency at all?
Yeah.
Or no?
So this $256,000 is estimating a $50,000 contingency next year.
Okay.
So. If we allocate all this $256,000, there will be a $50,000 contingency for next year.
So there is a little bit of wiggle room with budgets, but that's about whatever we wiggle here is a little bit less for them to wiggle next year. So keep those things in mind when we're thinking about budgets and where we're moving around money. Senator Wicklund?
I yield.
All right. And then one other thing would be, to when you are considering a budget, to please make sure that when you are talking about a budget, you aren't talking about it in consideration of a budget that you may have just seen before. If one club and organization comes in asking for something and another club and organization comes in asking for something, a couple of things to think about are that we think about the precedents that we're setting when we're making these decisions for people. But it's also, you need to make sure that you're focusing on the organization that's there then and making sure that you're giving them your full attention and not dividing it between that organization and a potential discrepancy that you had in a previous budget. Advisor Van Hecke.
Just while you're talking about or thinking about wiggle room, the other thing that I would encourage you to just kind of logic through is the fact that all of these are based on estimates of what enrollment will be next year. And so if you wiggle too much of that money into the orgs on the front end, and then we're off on guessing what enrollment is going to be, like if everybody transfers away from Gustavus and all the first years decide not to come, then we've also created a massive problem for ourselves. So don't get too super excited about giving away $50,000 on the front end because all of it is based on best guesses.
Further questions about the budgeting process? Further questions? Seeing none, we move back into new business. Next order of business will be the discussion of dinner at Joe Ness's. Co-president Gabbarano.
Thank you. Food, here you go. We were thinking of having a social at Jonas House at the end of the year. So this is like something we do like as a custom in Tenak. We spend an hour more every Monday here just talking business, and we don't get to hang out with each other. So it's in that spirit of just getting together on May the 20th, it's a Sunday, 5 p.m. And what we want to open discussion about is kind of the logistics of food. Because what we thought about was we thought about hot dogs, like drinks and chips, all those things that have that come from the calf, but use our like usual IDs, like your normal meal, like for dinner that you would have. But we have to acknowledge that some of us don't have calf accounts. We can maybe use those IDs or have someone pay for another person. We can do that, but we want to open for discussion and kind of see what we think in the room about how we should go about that, or if we have any other ideas on how to do that specific logistic for food. Otherwise, transportation or the details, we can figure those out later.
With that, we open the floor for a discussion about funding for dinner at Joe Ness's. Is there a discussion? Senator Allen?
Can you explain again what you want to do? Like, are you saying that everyone brings their own thing, or?
No, it would be, so we can order food from the calf.
We call it a send out.
Okay.
And then with that, it would just be that everyone chips in a little bit using their like meal plan to do it, and then for their student account depending on, and that was kind of the idea, I believe.
I'm in favor of that. I yield.
Co-president Gabbarano?
Yeah, and we can't use Senate money because we can't fund ourselves for food. That's like,
otherwise we would have spent our money, but it's kind of unethical of us to tell organizations no and tell ourselves yes. So that was the thinking on that. Ombudsperson O'Neill. Senator Wicklin.
So how would it work for everyone to be chipping in a portion?
So we would tell the calf, I think, how many people are coming,
mm-hmm.
and they would estimate the cost and divide that.
So would they just get like handed the roster of senators or?
Yes, names and IDs, and they would just pull from that.
Okay. Can we make this like an opt out thing? Just because like I don't think I'll be able to attend, so I don't.
Yes.
Wanna...
Yeah. I mean, we will use the list. Those who will be there. Like,
okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, I encourage that as many of you can come to really come and spend that Sunday together before our last meeting.
Thank you.
Further questions about, or further discussion about funding the meal? Further discussion? Co-president Gabbarano.
Looks like we are in agreement about this. Method. So just making sure. Okay, we'll go ahead and I think do that and figure out the details unless someone else objects. I yield.
Administrative Director Tabin.
Is there a vegetarian option that we're talking about, or is it just hot dogs?
No,
we
there
plan.
Is. Yeah.
Okay.
Plan on having. We were going to worry about the funding and figuring all that out first, and then go into different dietary restrictions that people may have. So. Okay. Further discussion?
One last thing. I will send an email with deadlines. Please just fill your name if you are asking anything. Just do it as soon as possible so that we are able to stay on the clock and get things done effectively.
That was 3. You're done now.
All right. Further discussion. Seeing none, we move back into new business. Is there any other new business? Other new business? Seeing none. Announcements. Are there any announcements? Announcements?
Can I see my committee in the meeting?
All right. Chair Harbeck?
So if you haven't ordered anything yet on Jack's spreadsheet, then put your name down if you want it. He's going to be sending an email of, like, how much you owe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's 30 for quarters. That's right now, and 24 for long sleeves.
And then you're going to pay me.
Cash, Venmo.
Yeah, cash or Venmo.
Administrative Director Tavens.
You could use a college credit card.
Okay, I'll do that.
It just seems like a much better idea.
Wait,
should do that through the Student Activities Office, Campus Activities Office.
Okay, Administrative Director Tatum.
May Day is Wednesday, and you all should go because it's literally going to be amazing. They're also doing the showings of the Praying the Devil Back to Hell. It's going to be Tuesday at 7 p.m. or Wednesday at 1:15 in Alumni. And on Tuesday night, it's in the Dive, so you should definitely go check those out. Everyone, 1 second. There will be a student storytelling event this Thursday in the multi-faith center that is for Building Bridges. You can come, you'll get a pebble, and you can add it to a bowl of water if you'd like to share your story. It's just whatever your story is to you that you feel you want to share, if that makes sense. But it's just like recognizing, like, it's being okay to talk about your mental health and how you're doing and how you got to where you are, and appreciating that everyone's story is different and we all have struggles in different ways. It's a student storytelling event.
It's
going to be this Thursday, the 3rd, at 7 p.m. in the Multi-Faith Center. So that'll be super cool. And then, then there is also an ASL game night that I am hosting that where I teach you all signs. It'll be super awesome. And it's going to be in the courtyard if it's nice weather outside on Tuesday at 7 p.m. for the 8th. And then on the 7th, which I forgot is a German event that I am doing because I am also the German Events Initiative Coordinator for the Culpeper, and I have to do one before I graduate, so this is happening. There's going to be a documentary, and we're going to make food from Germany, or like as close as I can get to it, and that will be on Monday the 7th at 5:30 p.m. And then also on Monday the 7th, from 4 to 5, there will be the Peace Talks. So I am part of the Peace Studies class, and we looked at the Gustavus like peace culture, and we defined what that is. And there is like an actual like peace index that like everyone gets rated on, and the U.S. is really shitty at it because we kind of suck. But like Gustavus, we kind of came up with our own things, and so we looked at like a women's culture and how that relates to peace on here, and like why, and then we rated that. And like for mine, we looked at international students and accessibility and retention, and so we did like all of that. And then there's other groups that looked at like safety and security, and but like anyways, you should come. It's from 4 to 5. Don't actually remember that where that is. But I can send you an email. I apologize.
Will this be all on, like...
The minutes?
The minutes.
Sure, yeah. Hey, cool. Yep, I'll tell you that.
Probably at least
probably
on the calendar, right?
Like,
the calendar.
Yeah, okay, yep, I
email.
Okay, so I hope everyone got those down. Co-President Gabriela.
A reminder for class reps to stay after this. Adiós.
And...
Oh,
Keely.
Keely.
Oh, my goodness.
I was going to ask a question, but I forgot it.
Okay. All right. Any further announcements? Seeing none, meeting is adjourned.